Yeah, look, at the end of the day, there is this huge business piece to this game. It's the hardest part. A lot of people don't understand it. You know, he's holding out, he's holding in, whatever he's doing, and people want to. But hey, this is, it's generational stuff. It's wealth for you and your family. It's not a small chunk of change, and making sure that he's healthy and still going through the mental reps, and he's still doing that. He's a pro, and he knows what he's doing.
Josh Allen on James Cook. There's more to that. But as he says, generational stuff. Like, Allen's, what, he says a lot of people don't understand it. He's taken up for his guy. And then mm-hmm. and then says they want him out there really badly, too. Taken up for his guy. I guess. His guy. Maybe, I don't know how far I want to go with his guy, but his teammate. Right?
Yeah.
Taken up for Cook.
I saw a quote from Muhammad Ali yesterday, which was someone was criticizing him for taking the money on a fight. He said, well, the Rockefellers have money, and they're still trying to get it. Like, whatever.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He had a lot of good quotes. He did.
That's my new algorithm.
Yeah.
It's just Ali quotes. Ali quotes, right. Which I've been enjoying.
All right.
It's one of my favorite algorithms.
Here's the rest of Allen.
It's no doubt that we all want him out there with us. You know, I got no say in what goes on behind closed doors, and I'm a big advocate of everybody getting theirs and getting paid. And you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, and you know, that's kind of where it's at.
As he says, everybody getting theirs. There's a little bit of a, what am I going to say here, right? Everybody eats. What about the contract table?
Boo.
Mm-hmm. Then again, maybe Cook is in the eyes of some trying to get a little too much of a helping. He should, you know. Take what's right.
Only if, and this is, I don't think how players think or would feel about it. You would think, hey, I took a hometown discount, if you will, if they would feel that they did.
Even if they did, to
bypass the potential to go make more money elsewhere. How come you're not doing that?
Well, they got security. The guys that signed got security. They took a deal. Do you want $30 million today, or do you mm-hmm. want to take your chances and watch all these guys blow out their ACLs in the preseason and go through 17 more games in a postseason of that, and uh-huh. then see if instead of 30, you can get 40?
Well, isn't that what Cook's doing?
Maybe. Depends on what the offer from the Bills is. That's the only thing. We kind of...
But we would believe there's an offer that would present him with security, right?
Yes, the question is it the appropriate amount? Because I just gave you 30 versus 40. If their security is 14 guaranteed versus the open market might give him 32 guaranteed.
Like, is his equivalent of Benford's $17 million, $10
million? Yeah.
Because Benford is, I think, a top-level corner in the league, and he's making, what is he making, $10 million a year less than the top guy? Well, I don't know what Sertan's making these days. Is it like around $27, $28 million probably per year? And he would be getting, you know, I guess though, when you start getting into a lower number, him getting like 10 or 11 actually would be less compared to the top running back, because that's half the top running back versus, I don't know what Benford makes compared to like the top corner in the league.
Sertan makes less than 25. It's about $24 million a year.
Okay, so maybe that's not a good comparison. Because Benford actually at $17 million a year would be closer to the highest paid corner than Cook would be to the highest paid running back.
He'd be about halfway to the highest paid running back. Can I tell you something
I wonder if that's something that he and his agent have done. Like, hey, this is how close Rousseau was to the top guy at his position. This is how close Benford was to the top guy at his position. How close Bernard was. That's what we want. Yeah. All those guys are 80% of the way to the top player at their position, and you're telling us that you're offering us something that's only 60% of the way to the top player at our position.
Well,
like, I wonder if that, because that's not positional, that's a different way of doing it. I've never heard of a team or a player doing it that way, but it feels like something you could do when your team has handed out a bunch of extensions in one offseason.
Yeah, you and your agent can kind of argue whatever you want, and you know, as you lay that out, you know, it's about 75% of the way to the top money among running backs, $15 million. Like, is that
right?
Is that number that maybe came out of thin air? It just you just kind maybe of found
it was,
your way
it was
to
well
it.
Fought well thought out.
One quick note, kind of funny on Patrick Sertan's contract. So I googled Patrick Sertan signs, and I found out he's in Aries. So there you go. Google returned his sign.
Would that?
I thought AI was supposed to be getting better with this. I just wanted to know his contract, and right away it pops up Aries.
Man, you got to be a fan if you know like the signs of your favorite players. I'm sure there's a Bills fan out there, right, that would know every one of the player's signs.
No, if you know a player shares your birthday or is close,
then you'll know,
their sign.
That's right.
Like I know Carlos Delgado's sign. He's a Cancer because I am.
Okay.
Anyway, Mike in Rochester. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I know everybody's talking about the James Cook thing. I apologize if talk about it, but I know
no, it's great. I mean, like, you know, we're into it.
Now, is it physically possible to even take on a contract for what he's asking for? Not even the 15, but even the 11. Last time I looked online, we don't have any. We're over the cap right now. So, I mean, do we have to make some sort of a move to get to cap? And then how would we even factor in getting him a contract if we don't have the money?
Well,
so it's not possible.
No, it's very possible. In fact, if the Bills did it, it would help their cap. When you sign a contract, you can drop a player's cap hit. The Bills did this with Shakir. Shakir's new contract dropped his number. And Cook's number is about $5 million this year. They signed him to an $11 million extension, rather. His cap hit could drop to $2 million. And they would create room to do it. Rousseau, same thing. It's one of the reasons that when we've talked about this group of guys that they re-signed, that's Bernard, Rousseau, Benford, Shakir, and then Cook was the fifth. Some of those guys didn't have franchise tag leverage because you know the Bills would never have franchise tagged them. And Cook, I think, is in that department of not having that leverage. The Bills, under no circumstances next year, I don't think, would franchise tag him. They might say they might,
yeah, no.
But franchise tag means there's no moving around of the cap. The $13 million franchise tag would mean a $13 million cap hit. Whereas if you just signed him to a $13 million extension today, you could toss a void year or two on it and drop the number. I don't exactly know how void years works. Void years work.
Mm-hmm.
When Brandon Bean said, like, there are people out there doing the cap and it's not exactly like that, I thought that's me. I kind of don't always understand it. I trust some people. But the point is, if they sign Cook, his number could drop. It could do the Bills a favor to get under the cap if, in fact, they still have to make a move. You know, who's on the final 53 matters for that. They could save $1 million by making the right, or not the right, but making a quarterback decision to go for Mike White instead of Trubisky, save $1 million there. If they were to, I don't know, could I don't want to say like Curtis Samuel get traded, save $9 million there. It's almost impossible. He missed the entirety of camp. But yeah, Cook, in terms of signing him on this year's cap, would help more than likely. And on future caps, you know, it'd be some space. But it is one of the lower paid positions.
Yeah,
it's one of the reasons that, you know, not to call back a long-held conversation and talking point and, you know, over and over again about the train behind me. But the Bills have drafted running backs, which is a cheap position. And they have not, in my opinion, drafted enough of a very expensive position of wide receiver. Like quarterback's expensive. Defensive end's expensive. They draft a lot of defensive ends. That's one of the reasons. And every time they draft a running back, I think, you're not going to save that much money. They don't make that much.
No.
So, you know. To answer your question, Mike, yes, they could absolutely fit him on the cap this year. In fact, it would more than likely help if they came to an extension.
I just did some quick math on what the four guys that signed this offseason make compared to the top guys at the position.
Okay.
Like what percentage of Rousseau, Benford, Bernard, and Shakir, what they got the top money in the league?
It's a good question. And then I want to follow up each one with asking what percentage of the production / impact are they compared to the top guy at the position.
All so right. I'll start with the lowest percentage. So Khalil Shakir makes 32% of what's the way to word this? He's 32% of the way to the highest paid receiver
his
in the league.
AAV?
His AAV. All this is just the AAV.
Gotcha. Yeah. So he makes like 13 and the high is 30.
Is 40.
Okay, 40. For Chase?
For Chase.
Yeah. Okay.
So 32%.
That to me seems about right. does it not?
Yeah.
Like, you're a slot receiver versus the best outside, the best overall receiver in football, one of the top two. Like, all right, 33% of that sounds about right.
Right. Terrell Bernard, 50% of the way there to the highest paid linebacker in football.
Okay.
Christian Benford, 57.1%.
Okay. That feels like a little more of a bargain.
Greg Rousseau, by the way, like, same number, 56.1.
Okay.
They're like the same.
Gotcha. Now, Greg Rousseau had 8 sacks last year, and the best guys, Myles Garrett, got 40.
Yep.
Like, is Greg Rousseau 57% of the player Myles Garrett is? Might be about 60.
Yeah.
You know?
That's probably about fair, right? But the highest number there is what, 57%?
57%.
You know, 57% of Barkley's money
is? 11 million.
11.9.
Yeah, right. Right.
But could Cook stand on thinking, I am closer to the peak of my position than any, like, the agent would say this, but
yep.
I'm closer to the peak of my position than any of those four guys are.
He could. And I don't know how right he would be. How many of those is he definitely closer to the top guy than the other guy is?
Definitely Shakir.
I think arguably Shakir, but probably, yes, Shakir. I feel like somebody might want to push back on that. But not closer to the top running back than what? I don't know.
I think Benford has a leg to stand on that he's closer to the best at his position in the league than Cook is.
And then nobody else?
Yeah, that would be the one I would look at. Yeah.
We found another way to talk about this, you know?
Yeah.
There should be an award. You should be recognized.
Well, I mean, he's not settling for, like, I mean, if you think it's Shakir, you know, and this is a way to do it, then, you know, what's 32% of Barkley's money? That's 6 million.
Yeah.
And there's 0% chance. Could that be what the Bills are offering? Is it impossible? That's their offer? 6 mil. Could they be?
It's not possible.
Because that would be so far apart that it would be reported that way.
Yes. I shouldn't say that's not possible, but that would be
stunning.
That would be what the Bengals offer Hendrickson. Like, here's a $1 million raise. Like, that would be, you would think he would be more upset. But he'd demand a trade. If the offer was 6, he'd demand a trade.
Yeah. 6 million is like what Devin Singletary makes with the Giants.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Devin Singletary's out here getting 6.
Yeah.
And the Bills pay James Cook 5.
Right.
803-0550 to join us.
That's a bad contract for the Giants.
Joe Goodberry at 7:30 on the Bengals, who just played last night. Bills and Giants coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And we'll talk with Chris Brown to recap camp and preview tomorrow's game. Who's got the most to gain? All that good stuff. Preseason time, baby. It is preseason time. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.